Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, January 20th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. NATO allies announced a significant series of new military aid packages for Ukraine yesterday, as Polish officials continue to push for more military aid to Kyiv. The United States has said it will provide Ukraine with hundreds of armored vehicles and other military equipment as part of a new $2.5 billion security assistance package announced on Thursday. The package includes hundreds of armored vehicles, critical support for Ukraine's air defenses, and other important capabilities, according to a statement from the Department of Defense. As part of the package, the U.S. has promised 59 Bradley fighting vehicles, 90 Stryker armored personnel carriers, additional ammunition for the HIMARS systems, and approximately 2,000 anti-armor rockets. A group of defense and military leaders from NATO countries also held a video conference on Thursday, agreeing to a raft of new military aid for Ukraine as part of the Tallinn Pledge. The assistance from countries including Poland, Britain, Estonia, and Latvia will include Stinger air defense systems, S-60 anti-aircraft guns, machine guns, and training, according to a joint statement issued yesterday. The statement comes as NATO and defense leaders from some 50 countries gather today at Germany's Ramstein Air Base to finalize a substantial military aid package, according to Deutsche Welle. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address that Kyiv expects powerful decisions coming out of today's gathering. Polish organist Karol Mosakowski and the National Forum of Music in Wrocław have been named among 26 winners of this year's International Classical Music Awards. Mosakowski won in the orchestra category, with ICMA jurors describing him as one of the most promising artists among the rising figures of the young organ school. The National Forum of Music in Wrocław won a special achievement award, with jury members praising the organization's diversity of venues, ensembles, and events, which is now a model for other places. The winners will receive their ICMA trophies during a ceremony at the National Forum of Music in Wrocław on April 21st. Iga Świątek continues to dominate her matches at the Australian Open, defeating Krystyna Bucha of Spain 6-love 6-1 early this morning to advance to the fourth round of the singles competition. Fellow countryman Hubert Hurkacz was winning against Denis Shapovalov of Canada earlier this morning, while Magda Linette is set to face Yekaterina Alexandrova of Russia at 11 a.m. Warsaw time, after losing her first match in the women's doubles competition earlier this morning. Świątek has a bit of a break before her fourth round match against Elena Rybakina of Kazakhstan, scheduled for Sunday. A reminder that today is the last day for Ukrainian youth to sign up for free Polish language courses as part of the Language Cafe program offered through libraries in Gdańsk. Language classes for youth and adults will be held in four provincial and municipal public library branches in Gdańsk, including in Chełm, Orunia, Przemorza, and Wrzeszcz. Currently, only the A2 course in Chełm for youth ages 12 to 18 has openings. Those interested should email Biblioteka Chełm or visit the Chełm Library on ulica Drgana 26 by the end of the day today. In addition to Polish language classes, the American Corners Library at Targrakowy in Gdańsk hosts weekly meetings in Polish entitled Po jedna strona, or On One Side. The weekly sessions are focused on helping foreigners in Gdańsk obtain practical local knowledge about the history of Gdańsk, where to look for a job, how to use public transport, and how the local government, education, and healthcare systems work. Meetings take place every Tuesday from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with very little chance of snow and a light breeze coming from the south and later shifting to the northeast. Temperatures will stay at or below freezing, around 0 degrees centigrade or 32 degrees Fahrenheit, with lows of down to negative 4 degrees centigrade or 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Slightly warmer temperatures are expected tomorrow, with a chance for some rain or snow tomorrow morning. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.